AGL Vice President David Weaver wants to replace plastic piping installed from 1965 to the early 80s.
They're showing more and more signs of maintenance issues, and we're trying to get ahead of those problems so that you don't have a major safety incident.
The State Public Service Commission held a hearing on the plan Thursday. If the PSC signs off, customer bills would rise about $15 annually. Monthly charges would kick in this fall and continue to 2025. Consumer advocates say there's no hard evidence the pipes need to be replaced. They also say if the plan is implemented, customers should be charged based on how much natural gas they use. That's opposed to a flat rate, which the advocates say places an unfair burden on low-use residential customers. AGL's Weaver says the PSC has ultimate authority over how the charge is imposed, but for now, the company's plan is to go with the flat rate.
It's a solid public policy reason for the commission to charge everyone a similar rate because the interest in safety is just the same.
The PSC will discuss the issue next Thursday and vote on the plan August 6th. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.